Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. India's exports registered robust growth of over 13% in July. Unrest in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir goes global as Kashmiri diaspora exposes Islamabad's crackdown and atrocities. A UNSC report attributes the Red Fort blast in Delhi to an Al-Qaeda offshoot. Iran rejects US President Donald Trump's claim of having total control over the Strait of Hormuz. And in Commonwealth Fencing Championship, Indian team dominates with 35 medals comprising 13 gold. Countries' exports, including merchandise and services, registered a robust growth of 13.3% in July this year by reaching to $80.14 billion. The country's exports were $70.72 billion in the same month last year. According to the provisional data released by the Commerce Ministry, the export performance was led by merchandise shipments, which jumped over 19.6% to over $44 billion last month from $36.98 billion in the same month last year. More in this report.
Among India's major export destinations, the United States, China, Singapore, Kenya and Malaysia recorded positive growth in July this year. India has also recorded positive export growth to the UAE, the Netherlands, Germany, South Africa, Tanzania, Australia, Sri Lanka, Italy and Vietnam during this period. However, exports to the UK, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia and Nepal registered a decline in July. During first 4 months of the current financial year, Singapore, China, Tanzania, South Africa and Sri Lanka were among the major destinations registering significant increases in export value. On the import side, Russia, China, Oman, Taiwan and the United States recorded growth in July, while Russia, China, Oman, the United States and Brazil registered higher import values during April to July period. India's exports to the West Asian region rose by 8.62% year on year to $5.7 billion in July, despite global uncertainties. Exports to the West Asian countries stood at $5.2 billion in the same month last year. India's export to the United States increased 12.85% to $9.2 billion in July. Countries' shipments to China jumped 64.57% to $2.2 billion. Swati Rakheja for World News.
China and Russia have reaffirmed their support for India's BRICS presidency this year as New Delhi chairs the grouping for the fourth time. Chinese Ambassador to India Xu Feihong and Russia's Chargé d'Affaires Roman Babushkin attended a BRICS Ambassadors Roundtable discussion hosted by the Vivekananda International Foundation in New Delhi today. Ambassador Xu said China is ready to work with India and other BRICS members to deepen cooperation and strengthen the grouping's role in global affairs. Russia's Roman Babushkin also reaffirmed Moscow's support for India's priorities as BRICS chair, describing the grouping as an important platform for practical cooperation and for advancing the interests of the Global South. The unrest in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, has taken an international turn through protests by the Kashmiri diaspora to expose state-sponsored terror by the Pakistani establishment, a report.
In Belgium, Kashmiri diaspora groups today marched from the European Parliament toward the United Nations in Brussels, calling for international scrutiny of the situation in POJK. In Italy, large diaspora demonstrations were reported in Bologna, condemning deaths and alleged abuses by Pakistani security forces and expressing support for the Joint Awami Action Committee. In UK, protests have also taken place outside Pakistani diplomatic premises, with Britain-based Kashmiris highlighting alleged human rights violations in POJK. Earlier, the Awami Action Committee had called on Kashmiris worldwide to hold demonstrations today to draw international attention to the atrocities committed by the Pakistani establishment in the region. Meanwhile, the situation in POJK remains tense, with protesters raising questions about recent controversial elections conducted under the influence of Pakistani force, targeted killings and forced disappearances of innocent people and supply disruptions. Jammu and Kashmir Joint Action Committee senior leader Sardar Shabbir has claimed that around 100 people had been killed by Pakistani forces during the unrest in the occupied territory. Protests in POJK have continued for more than 2 months, with demonstrators raising various demands. Shagun Chopra for World News.
A terrorism monitoring team of the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, has declared the deadly Red Fort suicide car bombing in Delhi that killed 11 people the work of Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, AQIS. The report by the Analytical Support and Sanctions Monitoring Team on Terrorism to the Security Council said the attack in last November was officially attributed to Al-Qaeda offshoot. The report said AQIS has continued to evolve from a fragmented group into a regional terrorist organization. It has established logistical and financial networks while operating through small, decentralized and scattered cells rather than large units. The report also highlighted that AQIS is attempting to exploit Bangladesh as a base to establish new cells. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi today rejected US President Donald Trump's claim that Washington has total control over the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post, Mr. Araghchi accused the US of repeatedly making miscalculations over the strategic waterway due to intelligence failures. The remarks came after Mr. Trump claimed that the United States has total control over the Strait of Hormuz and would retain it. He also claimed that Iran's military infrastructure has been severely degraded. Iran has rejected Mr. Trump's claims, saying that the strategic waterway remains blocked and will not be reopened until Tehran's conditions are accepted. Russian President Vladimir Putin today, for the first time, visited the Kuril Islands, a Russian-controlled Pacific island chain also claimed by Japan, in a move that drew a protest from Tokyo. President Putin visited a fish processing plant, a hospital and a school on Uturup, one of the chain's southernmost islands. He also briefly spoke to local residents and met with Sakhalin region Governor Valery Limarenko. In the US, several states are issuing special proclamations to commemorate August 15 as India Day, celebrating India's independence, rich heritage and diversity, as well as the growing contributions of the Indian American diaspora to the American fabric. Delaware is the latest state, following New York, New Jersey and Massachusetts, to issue a proclamation marking India's Independence Day. Delaware Governor Matthew Mayer signed a proclamation and urged all citizens to celebrate India Day. India emerged as the overall champions at the Commonwealth Fencing Championship by winning an impressive 35 medals after 4 days of competition held at Lagos in Nigeria. Indian contingent secured 13 gold, 8 silver and 14 bronze medals at the event across the under-23 and senior competitions. The senior Indian fencers claimed 5 gold medals in 6 events on the 4th and final day of the competition, securing honours in men's sabre, women's sabre, men's épée, women's épée and women's foil, as well as a silver in men's foil. The performance also helped India win the Wilkins and Sword Trophy awarded by the Commonwealth Fencing Federation to the country with the best overall results. In Canadian Open tennis, second seed Elena Rybakina will take on seventh seed Iga Swiatek in women's singles title clash at Toronto tomorrow. Kazakhstan's Rybakina defeated fourth seeded American Coco Gauff by 5-7, 6-2, 6-2, while Polish player Swiatek overpowered Elena Svitolina of Ukraine by 6-3, 1-6, 6-3 in the semifinals today. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India's exports register robust growth of over 13% in July. Unrest in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir goes global as Kashmiri diaspora exposes Islamabad's crackdown and atrocities. A UNSC report attributes the Red Fort blast in Delhi to an Al-Qaeda offshoot. Iran rejects US President Donald Trump's claim of having total control over the Strait of Hormuz. And in Commonwealth Fencing Championship, Indian team dominates with 35 medals comprising 13 gold. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.